just on the corner of Springdale Street, there was an older building, older than the one that's there now, and in it was a liquor store. Now, at the time, the liquor store was not an open stack as you go in today and pick out your bottles of liqueur or whatever the case might be. You went into the store, and there was a big U-shaped counter that went around waist high, and there might have been a dozen clerks on the other side. And if you went up and knew what it was you wanted, say a bottle of Screech, that might have had a code number of 125 or so, shall we say. A bottle of White Coat gin was a local gin. It came in a rather clear bottle, a sort of a nondescript bottle, obviously bottled locally. And it had a blue label, that very light blue that you'd see in the icebergs, and a white coat, a white seal, baby seal on it. And it was called White Coat Gin. And that might have had another number on it. The Trouter Special was another local one that was sold only for the 24th of May, for the fishing weekend. And you went in and you told them whatever it was you wanted, and they wrote down these code numbers, or you looked them up yourself and made up your own little sheet. And then you handed that over to one of the attendants behind the bar, who then went in and got you your bottles and brought it out and wrapped it up and so on. But there was no going in and, so to say, shop in a liquor store. It was, you had to know what you wanted. You couldn't touch the product. It was the hangover from the time when they had liquor books, when you were only allowed so many bottles of liquor a month. And I guess this was the government's way of trying to control alcohol consumption. You wrote down what you bought in it, and it was checked off, and if you were allowed three bottles of rum a month, then that's what you got, and that sort of thing, right? And every now and then, somebody, if you went somewhere where you weren't known, you could claim to have lost your liquor book and, you know, sign for another one and stuff. But they were rather formal. You had to put your name and your address and your occupation and stuff in them. There were far many more doctors and lawyers who owned these passbooks than there were ever living in Newfoundland, I assure you, because all these guys would make up these phony IDs when they went to these places. And it was common to claim you were a doctor or a lawyer or something like that.